The following presentation was made available by Inspiration Express as part of the Daily Kisser Shulchan Aruch calendar program. There are many more free lectures and resources available at www.kitzer365.org. Today's lecture is given by Rabbi Moshe Yitzchak Markowitz.
Continuing with the halachas of Hanukkah, Simon Kuf Lamed Tes Sif Yud Beis. On the first night, the one who is lighting the Chanukah menorah says Gimel Brachos, three blessings. The three blessings are Lahadlik, which is Lahadlik Ner Shel Chanukah, She'asa Nisim La'avoseinu Bayam Mehem Bezman Hazeh, and Shehechiyanu is the third bracha on the first night. And on the rest of the night, he only says two blessings and does not say Shachiyano. That's only done the first time a mitzvah is done on Hanukkah. After he recites the blessings, he lights one candle. While he is lighting the other candles, then he sings Haneirus Halalu. Mishnah Berurah explains that if he didn't say Haneirus Halalu after the first candle, he can do it after he lights all of them also. What if somebody remembers to say the blessings in the middle of lighting? He forgot to do it before lighting, but he remembered them in the middle of lighting. Or what if he remembers to say them after lighting totally? So the Mishnah Berurah says that you should say only She'asa Nisim, and on the first night She'achiyano, but you did not say Lahadlik Ner Shel Chanukah because you already lit them. And the Sharet Zion explains that the reason is it's not any worse than seeing candles that someone else lit and saying the brachos on them. A ger, a convert, ger omer, a ger says, she'asa nisim liyisrael. A ger, instead of saying, she'asa nisim la'avoseinu, that a miracle happened to our fathers, which would be technically not correct, he says, she'asa nisim liyisrael. He says, a miracle that happened to Israel. Ve'im amar la'avoseinu, but if he did say la'avoseinu to our fathers, then yatsa, he would have fulfilled his obligation. It will be okay after the fact. Onein Rachmanon Asalan, a Onein, God forbid, someone whose close relative died, either a parent, a spouse, a child, or a sibling, he passed away, but was not buried yet. So regarding lighting the menorah, im yesh acher, if there is another person available, yadlik ha'acher bivrachos, the other person should light the menorah and say the blessings. V'hu ya'ane amen, and he should say amen after that person says the blessings. V'im leka acher, if there's no other person with him, then yadliku below brachos, he should light the menorah without saying the blessings. Sifgud Gimel. Kaimelon, we have an established rule. Hadlaka os the mitzvah. The lighting is what fulfills the mitzvah. Perush, this means, hadlaka hi ha mitzvah. The lighting the menorah is what constitutes the mitzvah. The act of lighting the menorah is the actual fulfillment of the mitzvah, not how long it lasts. Uvishas hadlaka, sriach and lios and haneiros bimkomam haroi. And therefore, at the time of lighting, the candles have to be ready in their proper place. Uchashir haroy, and there has to be the right amount of wax or oil in it, the proper amount for it to go the proper amount of time. La'afuki im hidlik lamatza migimel tfachim. This rule excludes if somebody lit it less than 3 hand breaths, less than about 10 inches from the ground. Or above 20 amas, above around 30 feet or so from the ground. And And then afterwards, while they are lit, he placed them in their proper place. So psulin, since the mitzvah is the act of lighting, it has to be done during the time of lighting the right way, and it has to be prepared the right way, so it's possible it's not valid. V'chein, and similarly, im b'shas hadlaka, if during the time of lighting, lo ha'yishon and kashir, there's not enough oil in it, that it should last the proper amount of time. The achakach hostif, and afterwards he adds to it, lo mahani, it doesn't help. He didn't do it right the first time. V'chein, and similarly, im ha'amidim b'makam sh'haruch sholid, if he placed it in the place where the wind is a problem, and it's likely to extinguish it, v'omdim nichbos, and the flames are likely to be extinguished, lokim ha'mitzvah. He didn't fulfill his mitzvah obligation of the lighting the Chanukah menorah, because it wasn't done in a way that it should last. V'chayev l'hadlikan sh'enis, he has to light it a second time, avolo yivarech, but the second time he has to light it again, he doesn't say a blessing. Avo im ha'amidon karoi, however, if he placed them in the proper place and lit them there, v'lo yiyeh mikchavu, and they went out by accident. It wasn't likely they would go out, but they did go out. Kvar kim ha'mitzvah, he has already fulfilled the mitzvah, and he doesn't have to do it again. U'mikol makam no again chozir u'madlikan, and even though he doesn't have to, nevertheless, the custom is to light them again anyway. For Noagin Lahach Mishullah Hadlik Miner Miner, it's customary to be stringent and not light from one candle to the other. Ella Madlik Minashamash, rather, he should have an extra candle there and he should light from that one. That one services all the candles of the menorah. O Miner Acher, from another candle. The Machaber explains that the reason why we don't move a menorah, we want it to be in the same place from where you lit it, is because if you start moving a menorah around, it looks like you're doing it for your own purposes, to take it around, so to speak, as we would a flashlight these days. However, the Mechaber also says, if you move it from inside the house to outside the house, the whole purpose is for Persumenista, for in order to show and remind everyone of the miracle that happened. And when you move it, it looks like you're using it for your own needs, and that dissolves the Persumenista. Even within a location that is better, it's still, if you're going to move it from one location to a better location, it's the Mishnah Berurah says that you should still refrain from moving the menorah for at least the first half hour. So it shouldn't look that way. Also, even though it's appropriate to relight them, even though you don't have to, certainly on Friday night, you can only relight them if you haven't accepted Shabbos yet. The Pri Begadim says that if you've accepted Shabbos and your friend has not accepted Shabbos yet, then you can ask him to relight them for you. But once you've accepted Shabbos, under no uncertain terms can you relight the menorah. Sif Yudalad calls man mitzvason, the entire time of the mitzvah of the Chanukah menorah is being fulfilled through the lights of the menorah, to hainu chatzisha, which is a half hour, meaning a half hour after Tzeisuk L'chavim, real dark nightfall, Asta Dehanos Me'orin, is forbidden to benefit from their lights. V'lochein Nohagin L'haniach Eslan, and therefore it's customary to place next to the Chanukah menorah, as Hashamash Shehidlikon Bo, the Shamash candle with which the other candles were lit. And you leave it there. Kedei she'im yishtamish eslan, so that if one were to use the light of menorah for some reason or by accident, yishtamish or hashtamish, he would technically be using the light of the shtamish. Utzrichon lahanicho ketzas lamala min haneros, he should position the shtamish slightly higher than the other candles. that it should be obvious that it's not included in the candles that he's using for the regular Hanukkah menorah mitzvah. Baruch HaShulchan brings a machlokas, a bit of a dispute of what type of things can't be done near the menorah. Some hold that only things that are done in close proximity of the menorah, like counting money, would be obvious that you're using the light of the menorah. That would be aser, that would be forbidden. While something done far away would be permitted. But the custom is to refrain even from these activities. The Ramah says that after the candles have burned the proper amount of time, it is permitted to have benefit from them. Masif Tesvav, Madlikin Neiros Bevesak Anesis Mishum Parsuminisa. We light Hanukkah candles in shul, in a synagogue, because in order to do Parsuminisa, in order to publicize the miracle. Umavarshin Alayhem, and we say blessings over them, just like you would at home. And you put the menorah in the southern wall, near or on the southern wall, and you light it between mincha marav. The ain adam yotze v'neiros b'shel basic anesis. A person does not fulfill his menorah obligation with the candles that are in shul, that are in the synagogue. V'sarech lachzer l'hazik v'vesu. He must light. When he returns home, he has to light the menorah at home. Umishu avel rachman aslan, someone who's a mourner, God forbid, lo yadlik balayla harishona b'vesek ha'eses. He should not light the menorah in the synagogue on the first night. Mishum tzarech lomar shachiyano, because he would be required to say the blessing of shachiyano, v'avel ein lo lomar shachiyano b'tzibur, and a mourner. And Avel does not recite Shachianu in public. Avel Bevesu Mavarach Shachianu. However, in his house, he should say the blessing of Shachianu on the first night. The Beis Yosef gives three reasons why we light the menorah in the synagogue. The first reason is says it's for guests that don't have their own place to light. The second reason is, since we aren't able to fulfill Prasumei Nisa these days by lighting inside, so we light in shul, in the synagogue as well. The Beis Yosef in the second answer is bringing the Rivash. And the Beis Yosef brings a third reason from the Kolbo, says that there is large Prasumei Nisa when doing it in a public place, and that's why we do it in the synagogue. Is one allowed to blow out the candles, the menorah, in shul, in the synagogue, once everyone has left? And the River of Ephraim says yes, as long as they were lit for a half hour, and it served its purpose of Prasumei Nisa. And they should be relit again in the morning. You can also find two articles on our website, www.kitzer365.org. One of them is regarding extinguishing the menorah in the shul, and the second article is lighting the menorah for Shabbos Hanukkah, how that's done. There's an article about the procedure there.